Watching this thing over the weekend, and it was basically this guy saying that if, with that severe cold spell that we had come through, and we had it, well, I'll say we probably had it better than a lot of people, because up in the Northeast, it was just, you look at Texas, but basically this guy is saying if you had problems with your car, if you got stuck, it was your fault.
What do you mean it's my fault?
Well, you had plenty of warning that the bad weather was coming, so you should have checked your antifreeze, you should have checked your battery. You should have checked all these things in preparation before the bad weather came.
How do I check my battery?
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, who's thinking about that
when
stuff?
When I get an oil change, don't they check my antifreeze?
I'm yelling at the guy at the TV going, no, we're trying to get chili beans and stuff. Dude, what are you talking about? Check your battery. Come on.
Huh.
And of course, then when I heard it, I thought, do you know?
My battery?
It wasn't the battery, but I was thinking of the antifreeze. I thought, oh, look, 15 below. That, never been that.
And that's a little thing with the beads, and if the beads.
Yeah, that
thing.
Yeah. Did I get lucky there? Or
I didn't have one of those.
Well, I'm over it now, so I'm not going to worry about it.
Jason, did you check your antifreeze?
I don't check my antifreeze, but I do always check my battery. So
How
do you check your battery?
Mm-hmm.
Just
you lick it.
Yeah, that's what I do. Put my tongue down on it. Yeah.
If it stings your tongue, it's active.
We'll talk later. I'll tell you how to check your battery.